I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's time to play!
Full-time fantasy. Full-time fantasy.
All right, it's Dr. Roto. Get out the insurance card. Get out the copay. The office is open, my friends. Just listening to those updates makes me wonder. Got a couple comments for us. One, you're going to Vegas right now. You and I hop on a plane together. We're in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, and we go to the Westgate. And we get to the Westgate together. We go to the sportsbook, and we see at the sportsbook that the over-under on innings pitch for Chris Sale is 140. What are you betting? I'm betting under. I'm betting way under. Let's just say the Westgate changes it to 120. What are you betting on? I think I'm still betting under. Right? Flexor strain his elbow. The guy is going to like different places, different doctors, looking for advice that he wants. It just smells badly. It does. And then ask yourself this next question. Let's just say, after they shut him down for a couple of weeks, because I know they said 1 week, but I'm going to say it's 2. Now, all of a sudden, he's pitching again. You think he's throwing 9 innings? You think he's throwing more than 6 innings in the game? So even if he made 30 starts, even if he made 30 starts in the year, I'm not good in math, but I'm good at 30 times 6 kind of math. That's not enough. That's 180. Not enough. So that's 180 would be like a full season of this dude. How do you think you're going to get more than like 130 from him? I say, could it even be like 100 to 108? How do you even draft him right now? I'm looking at my Tau Wars draft, and Chris Sale went with the first pick of the 3rd round. Ooh, yeah. It's not Luis Severino bad, but it's close. Seriously, it's not good. I would rather have, I'm looking at the next pick in the 3rd round, and here it was Mike Clevinger. I'd rather have Mike Clevinger than Chris Sale. Now, what blows my mind in this league, I'm shocked when I tell you this, that Sale and Clevinger went before Shane Bieber. I don't know how that happened. I told you I have Bieber fever. And the team, now that I'm looking at it here, is crazy. The team that has Jarrett Cole has Shane Bieber. Wow. man, that guy is really going to have to screw this up, this league up to lose. He's got a pretty good team. Looking at this team, I'm like, wow, it's a pretty good team. Here's his pitching. Cole Bieber, Zach Gallen, Hyunjin Ryu, Brandon Workman, Mitch Keller, Michael Gibbons, Dylan Cease, Nate Pearson, Jordan Montgomery, Forrest Whitley. It's pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, I don't know whether Brandon Workman gets you 30 saves. Maybe a little light on, saves. But outside of that, it's pretty darn good. But Chris Sale, not so good. Not so good at all. Now, the other bit of news that came up in that update was Oscar Mercado. Now, Gray Albright, who'll be with us at 2:30, loves Oscar Mercado. So I asked this question, and I want you guys to think about your answer to this question. Would you go all out in spring training? Would you dive for a ball in spring training? I'm going to give you my answer. I would not. I would not. Now, let me preface my answer with the following. If I was on the cusp of the roster, fighting for a spot, I would. But if I absolutely knew that I was on the team, I would not. Does that make me a bad person? I don't know. I don't think so. Being honest, if I was like fighting for the last outfield spot, I would dive. But you're Oscar Mercado. You're most likely starting. Why are we diving? Now you might be out long term. Does your team really need to win the spring training game? No. Now, I do respect not dogging it in the spring. I respect that. And I respect running it out. And I respect, making the plays that you can. I respect that. I do. You know, Mookie Betts, I read something, was it yesterday or the day before? Mookie Betts went to the Dodgers and he said he wanted to treat spring training like everything was Game 7 of the World Series. Because he goes, then when you get to Game 7 of the World Series, you'll know what it's like. Now, that actually made sense to me. But the Dodgers are going for a world championship. The Indians are not. Sorry, Indian fans. I don't mean to piss you off, but you're not making the World Series this year. You're just not. Oscar Mercado is a good player. But now you might not see him for a couple of weeks. Right? This changes everything. Changes everything. So, I don't know. I think guys should take it a little easy in spring. Just a little. Okay, Eugenio Suarez took some swings in the batting cage on Friday. That's good news. But we still don't have a timetable. Do I think he plays on opening day? No. But I could change that response at any time. I just don't feel it right now. But he could work his way closer. All right, let's see. Yoan Moncada got a 5-year, $70 million contract extension with a $25 million club option. As you all know, many of you know, I know one of Yoan Moncada's baby mommies. She's one of the nicest people I know. So I'm sure her son will be taken care of quite nicely by Yoan Moncada. That's good to know. Okay. More fantasy baseball news here. Blake Snell threw a bullpen session on Friday. That's good. He said he felt pretty good after the session. It looks like he's going to pitch next week. If he pitches next week, he's on target for opening day. As a Rays fan, you have to be happy about that. You want Blake Snell. You want him out there badly. All right, Colt Wong might be batting leadoff for the Cardinals this year. I don't know how I feel about that, but I like it better than batting eighth. I've always felt that Colton Wong had talent. I just always felt that he didn't have the opportunity. But, you know, look, he's got some speed. He's got a little power. Should go 12-12. Nothing wrong with that. I'm intrigued. I will tell you a piece of information that came up here that I thought was very strange. Was Orioles manager Brandon Hyde says that Hunter Harvey could be the closer in Baltimore. And I was just like, what? Hunter Harvey's not very good at all. I mean, I think that there were some moments, but what does the guy have? 6 innings in the major leagues? And he had 11 strikeouts. You're going to make him the closer? I mean, is that what you want to do? Isn't Michael Givens the better pitcher? Or do you just need Michael Givens in the 7th or 8th inning desperately to hold on to a lead? I mean, if he said that, I think I'd be better with it. Don't tell me Hunter Harvey's the closer because he has the best arm in the bullpen. That's not true. Tell me Hunter Harvey's the closer because you need to use Michael Givens elsewhere. That'll make more sense to me. Right? I like when things make sense. All right, we're going to take a timeout when we come back. The Boston Red Sox team preview. I'm Dr. Roto, back with you right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good tune. This is a good tune. Very good tune. All right, back with you here, Dr. Roto. Check me out at Full Time Fantasy. Enter the promo code ROTO50. We'll give you 50% off your first 2 months. All right, let's do a team preview before my friend and our friend, we'll say our friend, Gray Albright, comes on in the next segment. But let's talk about the Boston Red Sox. I think if you're a Red Sox fan right now, you've got to be unhappy. You do. Trust me, you don't miss David Price. But you do miss Mookie Betts. And Mookie Betts, I hate to use the word irreplaceable. I hate to use that word. But man, I think he's pretty close. I think he's pretty close to irreplaceable. I really do. Great defender. Great hitter. Great power. Great speed. I know he's no Kevin Pillar. That's what I do know. So when you look at this offense, I think this offense has some major holes here. And I don't know whether you saw this whole thing. JD Martinez is upset. If he can't look at video during the game, he's upset. Just sitting there, bored, unhappy. The catchers, Christian Vasquez, please, whatever you do in life, whatever you do in life, do not think that Christian Vasquez is going to give you the same year as he did last year. I didn't see last year coming at all. And remember, I'm down here in Fort Myers. I see the Red Sox play. I didn't know how that guy went from 3 home runs to 23. I don't see it this year. Don't overpay for it. I'm not saying I don't like him, but I'm just saying he's not that good. All right, Mitch Moreland is dealing with a hamstring injury. Problem with Big Mitch is that he only hits righties. Can't hit a lefty. So who knows what's going to happen in the beginning of the season? Michael Chavis could be first baseman, but he also could be the starting second baseman. Bobby Dalbec is a guy with a lot of power. You know, I think people would like to see him get a shot. Is he any worse than Mitch Moreland? Probably not. But you're not winning a World Series with those guys. I don't hate Chavis. He's got big-time power. I mean, he came up last year earlier than people thought because I didn't think he was quite ready, but he came up and he showed power. But he also struck out literally one of every three times up. He's a strikeout machine. Got no speed, strikes out a ton. But look, he can play first. He can play second. He can play third. Red Sox need guys like that. I happen to like Jose Peraza. I'm a fan. This was a guy a couple of years ago that people were taking in like round two or three. Like, Jose Peraza, oh man, 15 home runs, 30 stolen bases, can't find that, blah, blah, blah. We liked Jose Peraza. We did. I don't ever think he's that good, but he's good. Xander Bogaerts, really, really came back big last year. This guy, and I've said it to you before, when I go in the spring, I always see something. I'll see a guy who looks ready to play. I'll see a guy who looks bigger, tougher, stronger. That's Xander Bogaerts. He's a man. 6'2", 220. Big dude. Hit 33 home runs last year. Hit 309. Do I expect the same year as last year? Probably not, but I do like him. The guy who I really like is Rafael Devers. This kid is 23 years old. And I think he's going to grow into a star. Now, he's never going to hit 120. Not again, he's going to score 129 runs. Not without Mookie Betts there, for sure. But he could hit 30 home runs every year. He could hit 300. He could knock in 100 RBIs. You want to take him in round two, you have Dr. Roto's blessing. For sure. Now, the outfield is filled with problems. Jackie Bradley Jr., outstanding defensive player, can't make contact. And don't tell me, oh, he's been great in the spring. I don't trust it. This dude is a strikeout machine during the season. Every year I go in and go, oh, I really like Jackie Bradley. And every year I get disappointed. Guy hits 230. I got to stop being disappointed. He's got a little pop. He's got a little speed. But I make contact. That's a problem. And his twin brother's there, Kevin Pillar. The only difference between him and Jackie Bradley is that Pillar hit 250 and Jackie Bradley hit 230. Now, the good news is they're very good defensively. Very good defensively. Because Alex Verdugo, who knows when he's coming back? Could be a couple of weeks. I believe he starts the year on the injured list, personally. So I think you're looking at an outfield of Bradley, Pillar, and Andrew Benintendi. Benintendi is a good player. But is he a great player? No. I think this is a guy who is not a 25 home run player. He's not a 25 stolen base guy. He is a 20 home run and 15 stolen base guy who hits about 275 to 285. He's a good player. He's not a star. Right? And there are some stars in Boston, but I'm not sure he's one of them. I think people thought he'd be one of them, but he's not. J.D. Martinez is a star. That guy just hits and hits for power. So look, you've got Devers, star. Bogart, star. J.D. Martinez, star. You've got Christian Vasquez, solid. Michael Chavis, solid. Andrew Benintendi, solid. Then you got Bradley and Pilar. That's not a bad offense. The Red Sox, will score runs. The Red Sox will score runs. The problem is every other team will score runs too. Right now, Eduardo Rodriguez is their number one starter. That's not good. Eduardo Rodriguez beats the Blue Jays. He doesn't beat the Twins. He doesn't beat the Angels. He doesn't beat the Yankees. Doesn't. Nathan Eovaldi, not a guy I want to rely on. Martin Perez, certainly not a guy I want to rely on. They brought in Colin McHugh, another guy who won't be ready to sign in the beginning of the season. And then a bunch of dudes you've never heard of. Ryan Weber, Chris Mazza, Matt Hall, Tanner Houck. I mean, really? Seriously? That's just awful. Brandon Workman, though, is pretty good in the bullpen. He was really good last year. Really good. But is he going to replicate that this year? I don't know. I wouldn't bet money on that one. I wouldn't. But I do like the bullpen. Matty Barnes, Marcus Walden, Darwinson Hernandez, Ryan Brazier, Heath Hembry. That's their strongest part. That's the strongest part of their team. None of those guys are world beaters, but they're all decent. They're all decent. Right? They're all guys who can get you to Brandon Workman. But I think that they're going to be overworked. Probably, let's see, somewhere by the All-Star break. So the Boston Red Sox may actually start the season off decently. And you'd be like, oh, this is not a bad team. But it is, because the pitching staff can't hold it. And then the bullpen will be overused. Because you don't want to be using those guys seven innings a week. You want to be using them like three or four, not seven. Could even be more than that. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi could be out of games in the fifth inning. Now you got to get four innings. Martin Perez ain't going to go more than five or six innings. And all those other guys I mentioned are one time through an order, maybe. Now, if the Red Sox were smart, I would think the Red Sox could absolutely do what the Braves did. Get some openers in there. Get Darwinson Hernandez for an opener. Heath Embry for an opener. Then bring in Martin Perez for four and try to get through the game. I just don't know if they're that deep. All right, they have a couple of guys. Take a look at Jeter Downs. He's the kind of guy who could be their Brock Holt sooner than later. Right? He's the kind of guy who could be their Brock Holt in terms of play him everywhere. I mean, how cool is it to have a name Jeter in Beantown? I think it's hysterical. I'd be like, I'm not picking this guy on principle. I wouldn't trade for this guy on principle. This guy's name is Reggie Jackson Downs. Oh, you don't think that the Red Sox fans would hate that? I mean, Jeter Downs? Come on. Who do you think he was named after? Gary Jeter? Come on. Named after Derek Jeter. I just think it's hysterical. All right. So look, you know what I'm thinking here. I think that Chavis, possibility to be a sleeper. Peraza, possibility to be a sleeper. Right? I think Vasquez is overvalued. And I think Brandon Workman may actually be overvalued. I don't know if he's as good as he was last year. But those are your Red Sox. And that's what they're going in. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Wouldn't shock me to see them be the number three team in the East. Actually, take that back. Four. Yankees, one. Rays, two. Blue Jays, three. Then Red Sox, four. And I'm not hating on the Red Sox. I'm hating on the lack of starting pitching. Because when you pitch like that, you're not going to win many games. It's just as simple as that. All right, going to take a timeout. When we come back, my man Gray Albright joins us from RazBall.com. We'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
If you play in an OBP or in a head-to-head points league, Jose Abreu gets devalued a little bit there, Greg. Right around a 6% walk rate. He's not going to walk very much, but consistently hits for a 280-plus batting average, 30-plus home runs. He's just solid, man. And I understand the auction price, 15-team leagues over at the NFBC, his AAV right now is around $20, $21. I think for the consistency and the safe floor out of Jose Abreu, I don't mind paying that price.
Weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
All right, we are back. That is absolutely true. Gray made it a very good point during the break, and I just need him to know that is absolutely true. All right, we have with us Gray Albright from RazBall.com, and he is, I didn't know if anybody knows this, he is the president of the Oscar Mercado fan club. So I ask you this question, which I brought up in the first segment of the show. If you, Gray Albright, were an outfielder for the Cleveland Indians, would you be diving for balls during spring training?
No. I mean, come on. What is this guy doing? Why would you dive for a ball during spring training? The games don't matter.
That's what I said. Now, look, here's what I said. I said if I was, like, on the cusp of the roster, right, if I was fighting for the fifth outfielder job, I probably would do it. But if I knew I had a job, there's no – I'm just letting that ball bounce right in front of me. Who cares?
Dr. Roto, if I'm Jordan Luplow, I'm diving. If I'm Delino De Shields, I'm diving. If I'm Christian Araujo, I'm diving. I'm not diving if I'm Oscar Mercado.
I know. Now, here's the problem. Your fantasy teams are diving now with Oscar Mercado. How long do you think he could be out for?
Oh, man. It's never a good sign when they say they're sending him to a specialist. I mean, that's like, that is the worst sign you could possibly hear. I don't know. I'm hoping he's back by the All-Star break. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's all conjecture at this point. He went for an MRI on his wrist, and now he's going for a hand specialist. So, yeah, that's really not good.
Yeah, because if the MRI didn't show anything, they would say the MRI didn't show anything. If it's MRI showing something, now he's going to hand specialist, you know it showed something.
Yeah, exactly. If he went to an MRI and they were like, oh, it's a sprain, no biggie, he'll be back in 2 weeks. But when you go to an MRI and then they're like, uh-oh, we need a specialist. Yeah, it's bad.
You know, my friend actually reads the MRIs for the Twins down here in Fort Myers. And occasionally I'll be like, what does the MRI say? He's like, I can't tell you that. I'm like, dude, come on. Yeah, I need some insight intel here. But just know that the doctors do not release that information. And I have tried, my man. I have tried.
It's such a Dr. Roto thing to name drop a doctor.
It is. Only a doctor can name drop another doctor. I'll just say that. Now, let's assume. I'll throw out a different question. Does this injury to your boy Mercado make you wish that you didn't draft it early? Or do you say, you know what, I did the right thing. I don't mind drafting in the month of February because I can get really good value.
No, I hate it. I wish all drafts were the day before the season. I think it's so lame when you draft a guy and then you lose him because of injury. I mean, it's one thing if you're drafting someone like, say, Chris Sale, where you had all the information going in because he was shut down last August. You knew there was problems with his arm. If you were still drafting that, then you deserve whatever you get from him. But if you're drafting someone like Mercado and he just happens to get a fluky injury because he was dumb enough to dive for a ball, that just stinks. Like that, you shouldn't have things decided on like fluky injuries like that before the season even starts.
Well, no, I agree with that, but I will say that you, I know, were very high on Mercado, and knowing that, you were probably taking him in like round 7 or 8 when most people weren't even taking him to round 13 or 14. So don't you think that you lose that value by waiting on him until you draft in the middle of March?
Why is this salt in the wound? Yes, I wish I didn't draft him. Is that what you want me
to say? No, that's not my point. My point is, I want you to say, I still am glad I drafted in February because I was smart enough to draft this guy. That's what I want to hear.
I get your point. And there's like, you know, there's a lot of positives to drafting early because you can get up on certain guys that you have a feel for that before the market catches up on, like a Dylan Carlson probably is going cheaper now than when the Cardinals say in the last week of spring training, like, yeah, obviously he's got the job and Bader's going to the minor or Bader's going to the bench because, you know, Carlson's outplaying him.
All right, let me ask you this. We're in Vegas right now. The over-under for innings pitched by Chris Sale is 120. You taking the over or the under?
I would say Vegas needs to readjust their over-under. The over-under is about, I would say the over-under right now is 75. I would still go with the under. There's no way he's pitching this year. It's ridiculous.
Really? You don't think he pitches one pitch this year?
No, I mean, I think he probably tries, but he has arm issues, and they're trying to let him pitch through it, which never works. I'd say 50 to 75 innings from him this year.
Interesting. Dude, you want to stay around for another segment?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, I do. I want you to. All right. We're going to take a little time out. When we come back, more Gray Albright from Razzball.com. I got to move on to other things besides Oscar Mercado. There's only so much about that I can talk about. But I am surprised about Chris Sale. But I do want to talk about some of these young rookies. He mentioned Dylan Carlson. I want to look at some other guys who could have opportunities this year. We will do that when we return right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing, like, paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. All right, we are back. Full-time fantasy with you here. I've got Gray Albright from Razzball.com joining me for another segment. So you mentioned Dylan Carlson. Let's start with him very quickly. I like this kid. He's a player. You think he's going to start the year as a center fielder?
Yeah, no, totally. This is like one of the things we were saying in past weeks when you have to look at the writing on the wall. I think Dylan Carlson is outplaying everyone right now in Cardinals spring training. And there's really, like, hey, Harrison Bader, he got the chance last year to show what he could do, and what he could do was really, really bad. I mean, he has one of the worst bad ball profiles in the majors from last year. So I think Dylan Carlson's got great upside. I think there's a chance that he could be like a possible rookie of the year for this year. I think he's probably like a top five guy who's not being drafted right now, who will be on everyone's team by the beginning of May.
Give me a round if you were to draft that you'd take him in.
He's still a late-round flyer. I moved him up in my top 100 outfielder rankings to about, I think he's at like 75 right now. And you figure that's in the like a 275 overall range. So depending on how deep your league is, that's like a last round flyer in a 12-team mixed league.
All right, let's take a look at another team that I think, and you know, I've discussed the Rockies before. They hate playing young guys, but Sam Hilliard is another guy who could have some pop and some speed. Do you think he gets an opportunity sooner than later?
Yeah, no, I think Sam Hilliard actually is like getting the benefit of the doubt in drafts right now that he's not really the starter because of how badly Bud Black has screwed fantasy owners in the past with rookies. Because if you were just to look at Sam Hilliard's minor league numbers, he had 35 homers last year, 22 steals, and a .262 average in AAA. Like, if you were to just look at that, and you see that he's penciled in as a starting outfielder in Colorado, you're like, wait, why is he going so late in drafts right now? It's kind of crazy how late you can get Sam Hilliard. I've already drafted him in a few leagues. I know, like, last week, actually earlier this week, we talked about how I drafted him in labor, and I would draft him in just about any league. Like, you know, again, pretty late in drafts. I'm not saying take him in the top 100 overall. Like, he's probably around a 250 overall draft pick, but still, at that value, I would absolutely draft Sam Hilliard.
Do you think Joe Adell is being overdrafted?
Yeah, well, Joe Adell right now, I don't have the ADP in front of me, but I would say Joe Adell is probably being drafted right around the same spot as like a Hilliard and way before Carlson. And Adell, who I do like, I just don't think Adell is really going to be – he's definitely not breaking camp. Now, only person in front of him really is Brian Goodwin. So there's a good chance that – you know, Adell does come up. I like the compare. You know, Madden brought up Chris Bryant in 2015 during April of 2015. So he definitely will be aggressive, I think, with Adell. But Adell has some, you know, he's got some issues with his his strikeouts. So there's a chance that like he could hit 235, 240-ish. And, you know, there's a Anaheim's not a great hitter's park. There's a few issues with Adell. I do like him, though, in general. And I'm not against a flyer in, like, the last round of 12-team mixed leagues. I just think there's other guys probably. I would go Hilliard and even, you know, I would look at Carlson even possibly before Adell. I don't think Adell's going to be up quite that fast.
All right, let me ask you about the Seattle Mariners. Julio Rodriguez, Jared Kelenic. Do you think these guys see the field this year, or do you think they have another year?
No, I think you're probably a year early on both of them. I don't know. I would guess maybe after the All-Star break, and you see maybe Rodriguez for like a half a year. I don't think you're going to see Kelenic at all, really. I mean, maybe September. I just drafted Kyle Lewis. I feel like if you're going to go for a young bat in Seattle and you're looking for upside, you look at Kyle Lewis, he could potentially hit, like, you know, 20 homers, steal maybe 3 to 4 bags. You know, he might have average issues. He had a 38% strikeout rate last year. So it's not going to be all roses. But as a flyer at the end of the draft, I'd probably look at someone like Kyle Lewis first.
What about Jake Fraley for Seattle? He's got a little pop, a little speed. He's always been an overproducer. Any chance that he sticks around?
Yeah, no, I have him ranked in my outfielders. I think he's got a good chance of breaking camp, and he probably is going to have a starting job. The only issue really is he doesn't have a ton of, like, I don't see a ton of upside with him. I think he's probably going to hit 230-ish. He's probably, like, maybe a 12-12, 230 hitter, which is okay in, like, an AL-only league. In a mixed league, he's going to be harder to own, I think.
All right, let's talk about some pitchers who might be coming up. There are some names, you know, let's say Sixto Sanchez, Matt Manning, Spencer Howard. Do you buy into Nate Pearson for sure? Do you buy into these guys, like, at a draft? Will you go after them in round 16, 17, 18, or do you let other people take them?
For the most part, I let other people take rookie pitchers. You know, rookie pitchers can be an absolute disaster. I always like to compare, you know, any rookie pitcher back to, like, if you think back to, you know, back when Kershaw first came up, he was terrible for a half a season when he first came up. And then you look at someone like even Giolito broke out last year, but he had a good 3 years there where he was awful. Like, it's really difficult to know when a rookie pitcher is suddenly going to, you know, show what he's capable of. I tend to avoid rookie pitchers for that reason, because the learning curve coming up is just, it's a little bit extreme for guys. I think, like, you know, like, there's a good chance you could get as good a season from a, say, Pablo Lopez as you can from Sixto Sanchez. That doesn't necessarily mean in the big picture Sixto isn't going to be better eventually, but for this year, it's hard to say really with rookie pitchers.
All right. The White Sox have a couple of young guys, Luis Robert and Nick Madrigal. Do we like both of them? Do we think both will produce? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think Robert is essentially a top, I want to say top 30 outfielder right now. I would say even maybe top 25. I love Robert. I've already drafted him in a handful of leagues. He looks like he could be a 25-25 260 hitter, which is, I mean, as I said, is a top 25 outfielder. So I'm all in on Robert. Madrigal, I don't mind. I think he's more of a team needs guy because he's going to give you speed and average, but absolutely no power. I think he's got like 175-foot power on his fly balls. So I would say Madrigal is good if you need average and steals later in a draft. But if you're hurting for power, or if you're just like, you know, if you're looking for a guy who's going to give you anything more than maybe 3 to 5 homers at most, I would stay away from Madrigal. I would only use him for like average and steals.
Is Luis Robert a sixth round pick in a draft? Too high, or is that about right?
Yeah. No, I think if you're getting him in the sixth round, I mean, it depends on how many teams are in that draft. But if you're getting him around top 70 overall, you're doing pretty good, I think. I would say, I think I just did a NFBC Draft Champions League where he was taken in like the third or fourth round, which is like, I don't know, that's like 45 maybe-ish overall. So, yeah, I think he's definitely worth a top 70 pick for sure.
So let me ask you this. You're in an NFBC league and somebody takes him in round 3. Is that guy an idiot?
Well, it's hard. There's a lot of idiots. So to say that one pick is what makes him an idiot, I'm not willing to say that. But he could be an idiot. I don't think he's necessarily an idiot for taking him in the third round. I think maybe that's a little bit early. I would probably try and wait for the fourth to fifth round, which is, you know, like I said, around 60 to 70 overall. But, yeah, if you want him and you're on the turn in a 15-team league, it's hard not to say, like, if you don't take him in the third round, he's not making it back to you for the, you know, the fifth round.
Right. So a lot of depends on where I agree with that. It's, you know, if you want Robert, if you pick 13, you better take him at that in that fourth round pick, or you'll never see him again.
Never see him.
Yeah. But you know what? Hopefully we'll see you again next week on Tuesday.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. All right, my man. Have a good weekend, okay?
All right, later.
All right. That's Gray Albright from Razzball.com. All right, I want to cover a little fantasy football news and notes here. There is a big signing, and the Chargers signed their guy, my guy, Austin Eckler. 4 years, $24.5 million, includes $15 million guaranteed. Bye-bye, Melvin Gordon. Adios. Arrivederci. Au revoir. I never liked Melvin Gordon. I always like Eckler. Now, I read somebody on Twitter, can't remember who it was because there's about a million people there who pontificate about fantasy football, who thinks that Eckler's numbers will go down next year because of the presence of either Tyrod Taylor or a rookie quarterback. Agreed. I would agree with that. But he's still really good. And Eckler is a 18 touch a game guy. And the beauty of those touches is about 6 of those come in the passing game. So if Eckler gets 12 carries and 6 catches a game, I'm going to be ecstatic. I mean, is he not a first round pick? Seriously, even with Tyrod Taylor there, I think arguably Austin Eckler is a first round pick. Now, I think Jackson is going to be the other guy there. right? I don't think there's any reason for the Chargers to spend when you've got Justin Jackson as the backup. He's not great, but he's good enough, right? He's good enough to be the 10 to 12 carry guy that they need him to be. You have Eckler and Jackson, you're good. Now, maybe you go out and get a third back, because that's what teams do. You get it, but you don't need a guy too early. Maybe you get a guy in round four, day three, fourth round, you take a guy out of some school you never heard of before, Northwestern State, I don't know, something like that. And then Eckler goes there, so you have Eckler, Jackson, fourth round pick. I don't think Troymaine Pope has a future, but that's just me. But Melvin Gordon will get a job. I promise you this. Melvin Gordon will absolutely get a job. It just won't be with the Chargers. All right. NFL Network's Mike Garofalo reports the Raiders are interested in Marcus Mariota. That makes sense to me. Look, Derek Carr is not what they want, but I don't know whether that's the answer. I did a visionary quarterback tracker. I think don't laugh at me, but wouldn't Jameis Winston fit that team very well? That's a team that wants to throw the ball deep. Wouldn't Jameis Winston fit it better than Marcus Mariota, who was very inaccurate? I mean, I know Carr is not the guy you want, but is Mariota? If Mariota were any good, he'd be the starting quarterback of the Titans. Let's remember the Titans. Remember how bad they were with Mariota. You only bring in Mariota as the backup, not as a guy who can win the job, because he's not that good. If he was that good, he'd still be the starting quarterback of the Titans. All right, Trent Williams is trying to make his own deal. I mean, look. I know they want a day one pick for him. I don't think they get that. I think they get a day two pick for him. But come on, Cleveland, somebody step up. There are so many teams out there that desperately need a left tackle. I mean, come on. Trent Williams, pay the guy. Pay him. He deserves it. Deserves it. Doesn't want to be in Washington. Would you? With Riverboat Ron? Riverboat Ron, that has 8-8 written all over him. 8-8 in that division. Got the Cowboys, got the Eagles, got the Giants, Redskins, they go 8-8, they're going to be happy. I don't know. My prediction, Ron Rivera never wins more than 9 games in Washington, ever. Because they're just not that good. Right? Let's take that bet. Trust me, take that bet. They're not that good. All right. But right now it's time to put away the insurance cards, put away the copay. The office is closed, my friends. Thank you guys for listening this week. Appreciate you as always. Want to thank my man Gray Albright from Razzball.com for joining me today. Check out Razzball.com. It's an exceptional website if you want to win in fantasy baseball. Want to thank my friend Sean in the booth for a great week. Appreciate you. And I want to thank you guys out there for listening. All right, back on Monday, way more fantasy baseball talk. We've got drafts to win, and we've got championships to thrive in. All right, guys, have a great weekend. This is Dr. Roto saying be well, take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.